It's episode 144, and we've got plugins for inline content enhancement, anti-ad blockers, Gravity Forms images, inline Dropbox content, and a way to create your own name generator using WordPress. All coming up on WordPress Plugins A to Z. WordPress. It's the most popular content management and website solution on the internet. And with over 30,000 plugins to choose from, how do you separate the junk from the gems? Join John Overall and Marcus Couch for this weekly unrehearsed conversation about the latest and greatest in WordPress plugins. This is WordPress Plugins A to Z.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be hiding out there on the globe today. I'm your host, John Overall, and with me is my co-host,
Marcus Couch. Nice to be here with everyone today.
And we're here for another great episode of WordPress Plugins A to Z, and I'm fresh off the grand world tour of WordPress meetups here in Victoria.
Yeah, how's that going?
It was great. I had the meetup last night. I had 28 people attend it. That was a full room. Room only holds 32.
Nice.
So it was actually kind of nice. It was great. Lots of fun. Really good group of people. And one of the plugins I got today is a direct result of them asking me a question I could not answer.
I love it when it works out that way.
Yeah. So, as usual, we've got a couple of information right off the top. Don't forget, you can get the show notes over at WPPluginsA2Z.com. And if you're listening to us on Stitcher Radio, we would appreciate the little thumbs up in the button in the corner. Really helpful to us. And if you got a couple of minutes, drop in at the iTunes store and give us a review.
That's right. We're also found at WordPress Radio, which you can find at WPR.fm. A lot going on there. We're now up to 18 different WordPress podcasts.
Are there really that many out there?
On station, believe it or not, yes. Some of them don't use WordPress in the title specifically, but they are about web design and certain aspects of it. We've brought in certain other like kind of WordPress business type shows as well. So it's pretty cool over there. A lot going on. So check it out at WPR.fm.
Excellent. And of course, a little bit of self-promotion for us. I myself, we do this great show for you, produce great content, but to let you know, we are WordPress professionals and we make a living with it. I myself specialize in helping folks fix their broken WordPress websites or helping them design and figure out what to do with their websites. And I would like to thank you to all the listeners out there who contacted me last week. I think there was three or four of you that emailed me and contacted me and asked for help. So much appreciated. Thanks a lot.
Very nice. And, I mentioned WordPress Radio. We are still looking for some help over there. So if you'd like to get involved in that, we've got some things as far as being like an audio programmer, helping to load in some of the episodes and take care of some of the show notes of the podcasts and that kind of thing. Just email me at contribute@WPR.fm if you have any interest. We'll give you full site credit, give you any kind of links or anything that you want to your regular site. And we'll hook you up. So contact me, contribute@WPR.fm.
All right. And a little bit of WordPress news we got for folks out there. Just to let everyone know, I know very few people will notice this if they've already installed WordPress 3.7, but they've already dropped their first 3.7.1 update to it. And WordPress 3.8 is just around the corner.
Yes, and also 3.8 is the first in a long time, as far as releases, that is coordinated directly from Matt.
Yes, Matt is heading the team on that one.
He's overseeing it. But yeah, you mentioned 3.7.1, and you know it's not really one to write home about as far as any maintenance upgrades, but this is the first one that people don't have to lift a finger to get their sites upgraded. So if you've already run 3.7, you're already upgraded to 3.7.1.
Well, everyone. Some of us aren't.
Some of you Luddites out there that aren't into automatic updates as far as the core goes. But I've permitted those functionalities, at least for core options for the sites that
you know, I think can determine it, you know, who can take the earthquake as far as what site goes.
For the ones you think can take the earthquake, I'm still skeptical on automatic updates. I have a fear of automatic updates due to my long experience of automatic updates and various things going wrong. So I will wait a while and reserve some of my judgment for it until I've seen how it shakes out. I'll let it go on a few sites that I'm relatively certain there's nothing that could shatter in them, but some of my more precious sites, I will be a little bit more cautious with them.
Well, I've already drank the Kool-Aid. So
yeah, well, that's my problem. I'm not drinking enough of the Kool-Aid these days. That's my problem. I need a new batch.
There you go. It's grape, by the way.
Yeah, I'm certain it's going to be very good in the end with the automatic updates, and I know it's going to save a lot of people a lot of trouble. But
absolutely. That's pretty much the news. Anything else from your end as far as the WordPress Observatory for the last week?
No, nothing really. I just do want to mention that if you do happen to be in the Victoria area, I do put on a monthly WordPress meetup group. I had one, like I mentioned, last night. And it's a great little event. I get lots of people out, lots of great questions. I give a different presentation, and about half the time I spend answering questions for people in the audience and helping them find information. So.
Yeah, WordPress meetups are great. I don't often get enough time to spend with my local WordPress meetup group, which is one of the most active in the world. I'm pretty sure the Orange County group.
Yeah.
You know, they're fun. They're fun to go to. They're fun to meet other people. And, you know, usually there's a drinking party afterwards.
Yeah, well, I don't have time for that these days, but... I'm certain there's a few to do that. Yeah. Okay, well, I guess it's time to dive right into the meat and potatoes of the show and have ourselves some fun. So off we go. Well, let's see. What do we got this week for plugins? Well, the first one I've got here is one I tripped across while looking for some plugin. It's called BAN, Blocked Ad Notifier. What it does is, of course, if you put advertising on your site, which many of us do, you face the worst thing possible, and that's the people out there using ad blockers in their browsers. And what this plugin does is it detects if they're using an ad blocker, and that empty space where that ad doesn't show up, it puts another piece of information that says you can customize it to anything you like. Like say, hey, I help support my site with these ads. Please whitelist my website in your ad blocker and look at my ads. I would greatly appreciate it. Or something to that effect. So it's kind of useful in that aspect. And if you want to spend a few bucks with the company that produces this, you can buy their premium version and it'll give you stats on how many people show up using ad blockers. You can customize the ad blocked area to colors, message, anything you want. So it is kind of a useful plugin. I don't know how many people hit my website with ad blockers or anything like that, but who knows? I may test this out further and see if there's lots of it happening. If there is, it could become very valuable. But if you depend on advertising for your website, this is something you might look into. It might help you out. So at any rate, it's a nice little plugin. It's called BAN, Blocked Ads Notifier Lite. And they do have a premium version. And I give it a rating of 3 dragons.
Very nice. Does it tell you any stats as far as how many people you converted?
I didn't see that it said anything about that.
Like, hey, I told 20 people to change it and 4 did.
Yeah, I didn't see anything about that in the stats, but I didn't order the premium version, so I don't know exactly what's in the stats.
Huh, okay. Well, that sounds like a cool little plugin.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I've got a really nice plugin that's pretty cool. It's called Content Enhancer. And by using this plugin, it's got 2 different kinds of functionality to it. You can specify predetermined HTML code that gets displayed kind of as a boilerplate at the head and foot of your content, which is nice. So for things like John and I, we could use this in the instance of maybe contact information at the bottom or author information or, you know, some of our promotional things. And it also lets you do something where in the back end of the plugin, you get to store specific little mini short codes. So if you wanted to make a little short code that said my Twitter, you can put all the HTML into that link. Anything really, you can put your feed, your, you know, click to follow me, any kind of script you want within that particular section. And then you just use that little inserted mail merge type short code within your content anywhere, and it will insert that in, which is pretty nice. So I like this, that it had two different kinds of functionalities that would really let me spice up the content. So I gave this one a 4 out of 5. Really nice.
Very nice. Could be a very useful plugin. Mm-hmm. All right. Now, this next plugin I have is a direct result of a question I got last night at the meetup group. I had a person in the audience, he asked me about accessing tables through the back end of WordPress. And I really didn't have an answer for him. And I found this plugin while I was looking for something else, and it's called WP Table Lookup. And what it does is it allows you to get into your tables without having to have cPanel access and everything else. You can get in and see the table structures, access the fields and the values, and run custom SQL queries right there in the back end of your WordPress. So it's kind of like a mini PHP MyAdmin is what it seems like to me. And it can be very useful to helping you access the tables, customize, change the data up a little bit. I'm not exactly certain this is what he's looking for, but it might be. So I'm going to send it off to him to have him examine it and check it out. I didn't dig into it too far, but from what I see, it's probably going to rate right in at about 3-4 dragons. So I'm going to give it a 3 dragon rating on it to start.
Hmm. Okay. Not too bad.
Yeah.
Well, John, I got a pretty fun plugin. And, you know, we've had certain kinds of plugins before in the past. This one's called Name Generator. And, you know, there's been certain websites out there that are like, you know, create your own, you know, what's your superhero name? What's your, you know, things like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
So this one actually lets you make your own name generator within WordPress. So you can make your own superhero name maker. You can make your own WordPress name maker. You can just put whatever you want in there as far as your own different kinds of variables and add to them and change them. And then it's just one piece of short code, and you can insert the name generator that you create anywhere within post content, slider content, sidebar content, anywhere. So it's really a fun plugin, really could be used for anything. You could even incorporate it into some businesses and just have some fun with it. So really cool plugin, really creative, really well put together. I gave it a 5 out of 5.
Very nice. So it's basically just for a lot of fun and entertainment. Gotta love when a plugin has absolutely no real value besides that.
Well, does it or does it not? Because could you use it for something else besides names? Could you use it for products? Could you use it for...
I suppose you could.
Keywords, you know, there's a lot to it.
But then, I suppose there's probably uses of it. I just don't see any, direct use for it at the moment, but it would be entertaining, especially if you got creative with the stuff in the generator.
Yeah, and that's it too. Could you make your own name generator site where every page has a different kind of name generator, and then try and get traffic from it and ads, and make sure you run that ad blocker?
Well, you never know. Look at what cat videos and pictures have done for the internet.
That's right. That's right.
The biggest traffic next to porn, right? Okay. So the final one I've got here today is a plugin for Gravity Forms. And of course, Gravity Forms has been mentioned many times here. But this plugin here, I myself have never had the direct need for that. But at first, I thought this was something else. It's called Gravity Forms Image in HTML. And I forgot there's an HTML block in your Gravity Forms generator when you're creating your form. And, of course, you'd put custom HTML in there, and occasionally you would need a picture for it. Well, if you needed a picture previously, you would have had to upload the picture, grab the code, go manually create the piece in the HTML block for it. Well, what this plugin does is it adds a little button to the HTML block to allow you to grab an image or upload an image directly through your WordPress media manager. And then when you enter it, it automatically inserts the code for the image directly into the HTML form, saving you, anywhere from 2 to 5 minutes, depending on your FTP traffic. And it worked pretty nice, and it's a great way if you're doing customized forms where you have these customized HTML areas and you need to add images to it. This is a perfect kind of form for doing that. And the rating on this, it worked very smoothly. I'm going to give this a 4 dragon rating. It's a great little plugin to add to your Gravity Forms. If you've got it.
Yeah. And you should if you don't.
have Gravity Forms?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. If you don't have Gravity Forms, it's time to toss out all the rest of that stuff and get it in there.
Absolutely.
I have not found a form generator better yet.
No, me neither. Not by any stretch. I have a plugin that is somewhat complex, so this is going to take me a little bit of time to go through this one.
Okay.
It is called MyTory Markdown, and it should just be called Dropbox Link Stripper, right? That's probably what it should be called. Here's what it lets you do. It really lets you add Dropbox files and links to your posts by getting the Markdown file path on Dropbox public links. Now, that's a kind of a long roundabout way to basically say it's going to take that crazy hashed out public Dropbox link that you can make, and it actually converts the whole Markdown to HTML, and it adds it right into the content inline. So it's a lot more complex than just adding a public link, because the public link only sticks for one particular version and it doesn't update. So what happens here is, once you do this and once you create a file and you put it on your website, or, you know, your WordPress installation, when you edit it on your local computer, it actually is editing also that hashed, unhashed file within the MyTory Markdown plugin. So if you're looking for a true solution to actually add files into your WordPress installation that you frequently edit, maybe it's client files, maybe it, you know, and there might be a private password protected, you know, thing for the page, anything like that. This is the true solution that I found for Dropbox. It is a pain to set this one up. A lot of complexities to it, and it's not easy to put a link through every time. It's not like just in the dashboard, or, you know, in the post editor where you can just paste the Dropbox link and then it spits everything out. You got to kind of set it up ahead of time. So for that, I took 1 point away, but otherwise I feel it's a pretty strong rating of 4 out of 5.
Very nice. That would be a nice way to include the stuff from Dropbox to your site, and if you change it auto updates.
Yeah, now here is here's something that you might want to consider too, which is Dropbox, especially if you have an iPhone, and I don't know about other platforms, but Dropbox will let you sync your photos real time or near real time from your phone into your Dropbox account, and typically they don't take that space away against your account, the space that you use for your photos. That's kind of free space that they give you. So if you wanted to include, I haven't tried a Dropbox folder as far as a public link, it might work. But something to consider as far as photos as well.
No kidding. That'd be interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Well, as we move further and further forward, we get more and more integration of everything, becoming more entertaining on the web.
Yeah, and then those things eventually fold, and then we start all over again with new plugins.
It's not so much fold as when one or the other makes a major change that throws everything out of whack. Just when you get comfortable and everything's working, they go, time to change it.
Yeah. That's what makes this fun. Yeah. That's why we have a show.
That's pretty much it. It's like about the time you get comfortable, they change the rules, and all of a sudden it doesn't work.
Yeah, and I don't know even if I wasn't doing this show and active in the WordPress community and creating content, it would be difficult to keep up with all of these changes. I mean, I don't think I would have the dedication otherwise to follow up with all the WordPress stories and all the news and the latest plugins that we do. And it's complex, and it's getting even more so.
Oh, yeah.
I'm wondering when, you know, there's all kinds of news services out there. When will the first major WordPress news aggregate service come out where it's just, you know, you can go into WordPress Business and see all the sources from WordPress Business, go to WordPress plugins, and, you know, we dominate the content there. And
nice.
You know, it that would be something cool. So I'm really looking forward to seeing how the community expands.
Yep, could be interesting. So anyway, just a little bit left. I covered off plugins in this show. Ban, Blocked Ads Notifier, gave it a 3. Mm. WP Table Lookup, gave it a 3. And Gravity Forms Image in HTML Block, gave it a 4.
And I rated Content Enhancer, which I gave a 4 out of 5. Name Generator, which lets you make your own name generating site, Gave that one a 5 out of 5. And MyTuri Markdown, which is the Dropbox embedded link HTML decoder, gave that one a 4 out of 5.
And finally, a happy Halloween to everybody a day late. It's going to be an interesting one. And for those of you like me who are taking your kids out, enjoy the fun. And if you live down south, enjoy it where it's warm. If you're up here with me, it's cold, and it'll be almost sometimes a waste of time for kids to wear the costume aside from the mask, because you got to bundle them all up to take them outside. So at I got to take my kids out and go do some trick-or-treating. So.
Well, bring them to my house, because for 6 years in a row, we've not had one trick-or-treater come to the house.
Really? Well, I know there's not as many as there used to be. A couple of times, the last few years, I've taken my kids out. There's not been very many kids out there, but yeah, it happens in a lot of neighborhoods, I understand. Very few kids.
Yeah. Well, I don't know, maybe they go to the big houses up the hill a little bit. Well, they go to give out full-size candy bars. I don't know.
They go to the malls here. I know that. A lot of times they take kids to the malls. When I had a store located in a mall, tons of kids would always show up at the mall store, but hardly any at the house.
Yeah, well, all of you out there listening to the show, hope you had a great Halloween, and you know, send us a picture of what your costume was.
Yeah.
I'd love to see.
That'd be fun. We could add it into the show notes.
Sure.
And of course, a little commercial for everyone. Don't forget, if you're looking for WordPress hosting, you want a great company that provides some green hosting, check out Green Geeks Hosting. And if you use the code plugins, PLUGINS, you can save yourself $30 off their hosting packages. So just go to Green Geeks Hosting and use the coupon code plugins. Save $30.
All right. And I've got a coupon code as well. Plugin123. It's from 123 Inkjets. Great ink provider for all of you that have inkjet printers. Use that promo code to get 10% off all replacement inkjet cartridges, plus free shipping on all orders over $50. Why buy ink at the local office supply store for $15 a pop? Buy it in bulk. Use this coupon and get them as low as $4 a piece.
And a couple of reminders, don't forget to stop it at iTunes, give us a review, check us out on Blueberry, VOA, or if you're listening on Stitcher Radio, hit that little thumbs up button in the corner, we would appreciate it. And if you need a good daily dose of WordPress news, check out the WP Plugins daily newspaper at wpnews.wpmedic.ca.
And how can they contact us, John?
They can get a hold of me on my website at johnoverall.com, or for emergency support, go to wppro.ca/emergency, or drop me an email, john@wppro.ca.
And you can find me at my website, marcuscouch.com, which I'm going to start updating some content on very soon. If you want some information about SEO and some of the social networking changes that are happening out there, really good place to go for that. My next post is actually going to be about the new Google Ad Partner program, which people that actually take care of AdSense for other companies are now going to be a certified partner if they want to. Pretty cool. So you can find that at marcuscouch.com. You can go to Twitter is @MarcusCouch. You can read my column on WPTavern.com, or just look under other WordPress news in your dashboard. And of course, WordPress Radio at WPR.FM.
And that's all we've got for you now. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the show. This show is copyright by JohnOverall.com. So until next time, have yourselves a good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe today.